This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You may have noticed that we do treasure our pooch, our four-legged child of non-human birth, Rosie Dog, hashtag. We decided that it was probably time to get that family portrait done. And we've been hearing a little bit about that here on Joy. So we called up, we made an appointment, and we had a bit of an adventure, didn't we, Cam?
We did. We made sure she was nice and clean.
Well, no. Remember, we
went
up.
We went down before.
We had to have a pre-photo session meet time.
Which is probably actually wise, because anyone who knows how we talked about Rosie Dog knows when she meets people for the first time, she generally barks her head off at them.
So,
a lot.
We went down to the photo studio, met everybody down there. We got nice and familiar. It was very nice. It's a very well set up place down there. They've got polished concrete floors, which means that dogs can make mess and drop hair.
Which is fabulous for Rosie, because she not only left her hair there, she also drooled everywhere as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had Rosie all exploring through the photographic studio. We decided on the props for the photo shoot. So,
couch.
Yeah.
It's one of the, a chaise lounge, I think, is the proper term, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, we had, we discussed what sort of photos we wanted. So, we wanted some nice family shots. And we had to decide what Cam and I were going to be wearing as well. You know, we were going to dress up or whatever. So we went smart casual.
Because they told us not to wear black because we were going to disappear into the black background if we did that.
Because we'd already decided that Rosie's beautiful white and brown colourings would look great on a black background. So we couldn't wear black.
Her red chaise lounge.
Mm-hmm. So we decided on a smart casual, nice light coloured t-shirt.
I insisted Chris choose my outfit for the day.
And she got really familiar with everything. She got friendly with all the staff and the photographer. And
I was amazed that she came around to them so quickly.
Yeah, they were
very good
doggy people, I think. So, as they are dog photography specialists, so that's probably a good thing. We also had to talk about do we want some candid shots? You know, does she play games? You know, and that sort of stuff. So we wanted to try and get some shots with her playing tug of war, because that's her favourite game.
With her little octopuses, which, sadly enough, are meant to be indestructible. But I am going to have to buy another one soon, because she's almost ripped the head off, I think, the fourth one now. And so poor little Ava gets very distressed when she sees them, because they have little heads and Rosie rips them off. Ava gets real disturbed about this.
You know, she's almost four. She gets disturbed when, you know, toys
lose their heads.
Yes, even though she draws on hers. But
tattoos.
We had to make sure that we did take along the toys when we do book in for the photography shoot. So we had to take the octopus and her tug-of-war rope as well. So
the lovely one that your mother made for us.
Yeah, so we have to stack all that in the bag. And we made an appointment to go along to an actual photography session a few days later. Now, they booked us in. They said it takes 3 hours. So so it's a big, big process, and we'll let you know how the photography session went after the news.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9, CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. Now, last Tuesday, we did have an appointment with the Serious Dog Photography Organisation, for Rosie's inaugural photo shoot.
I know. I got a couple of hours off work. It was great.
Yes. And we have to say it was such an amazing experience. We went in. We met the owner, Stephen, the studio photographer, Lyndall, Joanna as well. And we were treated like royalty. Rosie was treated like...
Absolute. It was more about Rosie.
It was more about Rosie. It is an amazing environment. The whole studio is set up for puppies. Concrete floors, everything. Dogs can sit on the couches. There's water bowls everywhere. Obviously, the photographer's got a pocket full of snacks and treats.
Which, as per usual for Rosie, she spat on the floor.
Yeah, you know. We popped into the photography studio and started to go through the process. It was an enormous amount of fun. We started off just with some. We start off with the chaise shots? We did, didn't we? So we put this beautiful red leather chaise on the black background in the photography studio and started to get Rosie to sit up there. She popped down again. She got up again. She popped down again. You know, we sat on there with her. But the photographer persisted. She got into all kinds of different positions. Have to say, one of the photos that we've ended up choosing for ourselves is Rosie looking absolutely magnificent on this red leather chaise. She's sitting, legs extended, looking up, head up. Nice and proud, tails in the air. She looks amazing.
She's very pretty, and they did bring out the best of her prettiness.
Absolutely. Lyndall and Joanna were just amazing with Rosie. Lyndall, with a photographer that we had, was like she just treated Rosie the way we treat her, which is like a person. And what else? We played tug of war with Rosie, got the fight shots, got the jumping shots.
Got a great shot with her actually in the air. Where she's right outstretched, which makes her about 6 foot tall.
Yeah, she was taller than me in that.
And
yeah.
She's off the ground. Yeah, so she's got a bit of power about her.
So with the black background and everything, we also got down on the floor with her. So Cam and I... got down on the floor with her and so we did the whole family portrait shots, which turned out very nice. There's a beautiful shot that we've chosen for ourselves where Rosie's got her paw on my hand. So it looks like she's holding, you know, looking after me.
Which she does, yes.
And she's got a big smiley face on. Cannot recommend this experience enough. If you've got puppies and you want that great photo for the wall, because they are part of the family, I would highly recommend you sharing this type of experience because it was so much fun.
And then great photos.
Absolutely
better than the
great
ones
photos.
We've taken off.
If you want to see some of the examples of the photos, they are actually up on the Joy website. Go to joy.org.au, scroll on down, you'll see station events, and it's all under Rosie's Big Adventure. There's just a couple of examples of the photos that they took, and it is amazing. And you can find all the information there about how you could do a similar exercise.
And my favourite, I will point out, is the one where it looks like she's licking her nose, but it was actually the end of a massive yawn with the tongue up above her nose. Absolutely. So check it out. Have a look. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
They're all also on the Joy Facebook page as well.
Ah, okay. So joy.org.au. Check out the station highlights in there. Can't miss the pictures. Rosie's Big Adventure. This is CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.